Flavor is everywhere.
From text to mechanics.
Spicy pulls.
Salty plays.
The sweet taste of victory.
And the bitter sting of defeat.
It can lead to sour faces.
And umami friendships.
But all these flavors bring people together.
For a gathering.
A potluck of creativity, skill, and above all,
magic.
And welcome to Flavor Profiles. I'm Matt.
And I'm Nat.
And tonight we're continuing our trip around the flavor hex, summoning, or should I say, simmering up some classic archetypes in Magic. You know, our burn episode was so successful that the weather side thinks it's springtime already. So why don't we clean out those pantries, dump the old leftovers, because I think it's time to just mill out everything we've got.
You know, I love mill.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do. And then some.
We actually had a listener request that we talk about mill. So here we are.
We are moving this one right on up to the top of the list and immediately dumping it out.
Yeah, that's what mill does. You know, we cater a lot, this podcast, to people who already play Magic. If you don't already play Magic, milling basically is removing cards from the top of your library that you're pulling cards from, and you're putting them into your graveyard, or you are making someone else do the same. It is one of the many ways you can win in Magic.
Yeah, if you go to draw a card and cannot because all of your cards are gone, you lose. And there are ways to force your opponents to get to that state. Or worse, you do it to yourself.
Yeah, although there are cards that, if you do mill yourself out, actually help you win the game. Most notoriously, Laboratory Maniac, and Jace. I think the Elder of Mysteries is the one that does that.
It is, yep.
See, I know my mill. So those are two of probably the most common ways that you mill yourself out to win with. But I personally enjoy milling other people, which is probably more on the salty, bitter scale of our flavor hex. Also, you're frozen, so there's that.
Back.
You are back.
At the rate that I keep freezing in episodes, it's like we're already recording a multi-part series on stacks.
Yeah, it's true.
The only time I've ever won based off of a mill strategy was with the Jace Wielder of Mysteries. Mm. And it was in my Nira deck, and it was the luck of I pulled an Omniscience, was able to cast a Jeskha's Will, had quite a bit of open mana, and went for Enter the Infinite. And then I then had to spend like 15 minutes reading cards to try and figure out the best way I could just draw a card. It's like kind of a neat victory, but it's also super anticlimactic because it's like, I'm doing all this. I'm going to go to draw and win.
This might be like a weird one, but I almost feel like self-mill is almost like a sweet on the flavor hex.
I think it is.
You're not really harming anybody else, you know? And usually if you're playing those kinds of strategies, you have a little bit of group hug element to it too.
I feel it's like self-mill is just reaching into a bag of candy and getting another piece.
Yeah.
You're just setting it aside. Maybe you're going to eat it later. Maybe you're going to eat it now. You might reanimate it. You might just let it sit there.
Yeah. Reanimate is the other big one with self-mill. It's not always just card draw to win. Sometimes you're just trying to get your stuff out of the graveyard. So I don't know. Yeah, I feel like self mill is definitely like a sweet flavor hex.
So what's your favorite card for milling?
Ooh, this is so hard. I have too many favorites. I mean, iconically, Tasha's Hideous Laughter.
Mm-hmm. Definitely mine right there.
I use it as a signature spell for one of my Oathbreaker decks. That card is a house in Umbris. Mm-hmm. It's actually quite good in CEDH too, because people typically aren't playing as many lands. So you're exiling a lot more with that card than you typically would.
It's really inexpensive too, at 1 and 2 blue.
Yeah. Although, you know, I have to give credit to my favorite combo. Mm-hmm. So 2 more cards. I told you, I can't pick one favorite, which is Maddening Cacophony and Bruvac. So it's a combo. So you just mill everyone out completely. So,
yep. That gets a little salty.
Yeah. It's fine.
Meanwhile, I'm thinking just something silly and simple like Thousand Year Storm into Tasha's and just make everyone mill and then mill and then mill again.
That's fun. I like that. You know, we also have like the classic Mind Crank.
Why don't you tell our listeners about your Umbris deck? Because that one's pretty famous, in my opinion. Or infamous.
Infamous, yeah. So it was my first deck back, I think, from COVID. Because I've obviously been playing Magic for quite some time. But when COVID hit, I didn't really play. Because as everyone knows, the world just got a little crazy. Mm-hmm. And one of the first things my husband and I opened up after COVID was a box of Crimson Vow. Mm-hmm. And I pulled Toxril, and I was like, ooh, I like this card. Like, you know, maybe I'll build a deck around this. But then I pulled Umbris, and like, it was love at first sight, like instant, like I am married to this deck now, like had to build it. So I built Umbris. If you don't know what Umbris is, it's 5 mana. It's Dimir, blue, black. It's just a 1/1.
Just a 1/1 with a raging hunger.
But it gets +1/+1 for each card your opponents own in exile. So whenever it or another nightmare or horror enters the battlefield under your control, target opponent exiles cards from the top of their library until they exile a land card. So y'all know I built something similar to this a little later. Not quite as spicy as Umbris, but I did build Smeagol, which kind of has a similar thing. You're exiling till you hit a land, and then you get to take the land. But because of the colors, it's not quite as spicy as Umbris is, because Umbris is blue with black. So you get access to all of the ridiculous mill cards, such as Tasha's Hideous Laughter and Maddening Cacophony. And how do you feel playing against that kind of deck? Because like, I love playing the deck. And like, sometimes people will tell me that they enjoy playing against it, but then I also get people who like are like, no, like I'm not going to play against mill.
So I'm okay with it. And I've played against your deck quite a bit. I even got to try and pilot it once and failed miserably. But
oh yeah.
I think I've requested that deck in games more than others, because it's fun to see it when it goes off.
Yeah.
And when it does, it goes big. And it just shows sort of the power of the creativity and the sort of love in Commander that goes into deck building and creating something that is your pet deck or something that you really identify with. And I'm always going to say, yes, play that.
I actually ended up turning the deck into more of a competitive deck. I mean, I already had considered it high powered because mm-hmm. it is. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I added in fast mana. Mm-hmm. I added in a couple more combo pieces. Just because I felt like that's where that deck needed to live. You know, I think a lot of people actually didn't mind playing against it because it was different. Mm-hmm. I think so few people play mill because they're afraid of the reactions that they'll get playing it, that people don't see mill decks as often. Well, mm-hmm. particularly in Commander. I know mill is big in modern and, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes it shows up in standard, but I think you see a lot less mill in Commander.
I'm okay with it in Commander. And one of the reasons in most of my decks, I try to have one thing that's going to bring a card back from the graveyard, because there's always mm-hmm. going to be that one that either gets removed or milled or discarded, whatever happens to it. That's either a card I really want to play or sort of a pet card and I want to just at least cast it. Mm. So if a favorite gets milled, I'll find a way to get it back. But also in a game of Commander, you're not going to, it's rare you make it all the way to the bottom of your deck.
Right.
If you start milling me, if you hit me with Tasha's and I have to mill just quite a few cards because they're all low CMC, I'm just getting to see more of my deck that night.
Yeah, I think that's why people had such a hard time with Umbris, is because it's not just mill, it's exile. Mm-hmm. So people are never seeing those cards again.
Well, I mean, they're seeing them on the board, on the table.
Yeah. But, you know, in a way, cards like Umbris and Smeagol, you know, for example, mm-hmm. have actually like helped some people out. Because there's been times where it's like, okay, I need you to exile until you hit a land. And it takes them like 10, 15 cards before they hit a land. And I'm like, look, I just helped you. Mm-hmm. And they're short on mana. I just helped you get closer to more lands.
Like, I just ramped you. You're welcome.
Exactly. Because if I hadn't have done that, they wouldn't have seen another land for another 10 turns, mm-hmm. which by that point, you're probably game over. Because
they might have seen a bunch of cards, too, that they're like, oh, God, I'm glad I didn't draw that.
Yeah. So sometimes I'm helping people. I mean,
the only time you're usually, not. But. But then there are those times when Leyline of the Void drops right in the beginning.
Yeah, if I ever have a pregame action, it's probably Leyline of the Void.
Not probably.
It is. Yeah. But I don't know. I feel like people are actually more accepting of mill than you would think. And I think people are afraid to build or play mill decks, not realizing that people actually don't mind playing against them as much as you would think.
I think it just has a bad rap.
Yeah.
And it's just been perpetuated.
I'll pull out my mill Oathbreaker deck and I've never had someone in an Oathbreaker game say, oh, sorry, I don't want to play against a mill deck. Like,
it's Elminster, right?
No. I have an Elminster deck. That's not a mill deck. But my Oathbreaker deck is actually Ashiok, Tasha's Hideous Laughter. And that was mainly for color purposes. Jace is actually probably a better pick if you just want to go straight mill, but I wanted a Dimir deck, so I went Ashiok, so that way I could go Dimir. Ashiok absolutely has ways to mill too, so I think Ashiok or Jace are probably your best bets if you wanted to build a mill Oathbreaker deck. It just kind of depends on what you want to do.
I've seen a lot of self-mill with Grist, the Hunger Tide.
Yes, that's I had a Grist deck at one point, a Grist Commander deck at one point. I actually ended up taking it apart because I built Namada, and I mm-hmm. liked that deck a lot better. But Grist is a popular one. That's self-mill. Again, it's I think self-mill is more like sweet. Like people... Mm-hmm. People have no problems with self-mill.
There's a short video on my Instagram from the Magic Kids booth playing. Mm. And we're all cheering on Grist as Grist we are dying.
Just lovable. Just lovable.
It's just fun.
Insects.
And South Mill, when you're on the opposing end of it, it's like you're watching another mini game going on. It's like, yeah. Are they then, like, they're trying to South Mill for something. With Grist, they're trying to South Mill for an insect. With other decks, they may be looking for something in particular. But it's like, are they then going to do it? You're like, they did it. Are they going to do it again? Let's go.
Yeah, I think, you know, I would preface the games I would play my Grist deck. I would be like, I'm either going to like do a whole bunch or I'm going to just mill myself out.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's the chance that, you know, why say no to an opponent with that? Because they could help you win the game.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'd be interested to see what other people think about self-mill and then just mill, if they kind of have strong feelings and opinions towards either.
Mm-hmm. There are a lot more kind of commanders too coming out with mill. You see it more, I think, in mono blue. One that I always think of, it was the Mind Flayer from the Baldur's Gate set. Zealot, Sanity Flayer.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that one is, whenever a player mills one or more cards, you get a 1/1 horror creature token. Is that card in
the numbers? It's a combo. Yeah, it's a combo. Because whenever a horror enters the battlefield, it triggers Umbris. Mm-hmm. So those two together are just real disgusting.
I went and loaded up the card now. And I'm like, choose a background? I could have fun making something with that. And that's any player. Yeah, whenever a player, then thinking kind of like an opposite of that where it's opponent mill, Ruvak.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's the one that combos with... Bruvac actually combos with a lot of cards, but it definitely combos with Maddening Cacophony, because instead of milling half your library, you just mill your entire library.
Yeah, and I was thinking using that with Tasha's.
Yeah.
Could be fun. And I need to go look up, because Bruvac came out in one of the Jumpstart packs.
It did, and he's also in the new Ravnica Remastered.
Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people were looking for that card.
Yeah, it's that was the one card I wanted to pull from Ravnica Remastered and the Borderless one, and I did pull it. So, that immediately got switched out in my mill deck, my Oathbreaker one. One of the new there's so many like good mill commanders coming out. Mm-hmm. Like, if people want recommendations for like new commanders, so many good ones. It hasn't come out yet, but Mothman, mm-hmm. And Fallout. Oh my gosh. I feel like that card was made for me.
Say that deck should just be called Or Giraffinat. Don't ask.
I have no attachments to Fallout. I actually tried playing it and I couldn't do it, but Mothman, oh man, that card, like that deck is instant for me. So that one's one black, green, blue, some good colors right there. Mm-hmm. 3/3 with flying. When it enters the battlefield or attacks, each player gets a rad counter. So rad counters are going to be a new feature in Fallout, and rad counters say at the beginning of your pre-combat main phase, if you have any rad counters, mill that many cards. For each non-land card milled this way, you lose a life and a rad counter.
That's gonna be fun.
So you're already doing that. And then the second part of the ability says, whenever one or more non-land cards are milled, put a +1/+1 counter on each of up to X target creatures, where X is the number of non-land cards milled this way. So it's kind of cool because you get a mix of not just mill, but you're also buffing up your creatures, which you could then either win by mill or by damage, mm-hmm. Which is kind of how Umbris works. It's like you can either exile people's libraries or... you can make Umbris super big and swing out with commander damage. And Mothman has flying, so like those counters are going to add up. And
start can using fly the green in that for a bunch of proliferate. There are a lot of
Yeah.
Proliferate spells and just start ramping up the
rad counters.
So that you're doing extra damage.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's going to be fun. I pre-ordered a full set of those because they just look wild.
Yeah, like that. Chef's kiss. Love it. I think there's even a couple in Karlov Manor. I'm not building any of them because, listen, as much as I would love to have like 50 mill decks, I need some variety in my life. So...
it doesn't look like there are any legendaries that have mill and Karlov. There are cards that will benefit from it.
Yeah.
A lot of the graveyard has to do with anything going in, like clues getting sacrificed in the moment they hit a graveyard triggering.
Right. Yeah, because like the one that I was looking at was the new Lazav. Which is just a blue and a black. Like, that in itself is crazy. 2 mana for a 2/3. But it says whenever it attacks, exile target card from a graveyard, then investigate. Whenever you sacrifice a clue, you may have Lazav become a copy of a creature card exiled until end of turn. So I kind of wanted to build it in a way where I'm milling other people. Mm-hmm. So that way I can kind of play their deck, you know, like... steal some of their creatures, because I've really like toyed with the idea of like a deck where you steal other people's stuff. Like I almost built a Zara, but this one feels more like I can do that same thing, but it feels more like me because it's Mill and Demir. So
it's a kinder Xanathar Guild Kingpin.
Yes, exactly.
And cheaper.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the 2 mana is really what sold me on this, because it's like, oh, okay.
That one looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I definitely want to see what you put together for that. I think apart from my Nira deck that plays some elements of Mill in it, the only other deck I've used that kind of touches on the archetype is my Sir Gwyn, and it's really through taking advantage of Sir Conrad, which is sort of one of those, I'd say, kind of iconic Mill-like cards.
Yeah,
because you have to really put in the mana to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
But the moment it hits, everyone kind of goes, nope.
Yeah, that's true. That is very true. It's like, what am I thinking of? I'm going to go, oh, duh, when I see it. Oh, yeah. Dothy Voidwalker.
Oh, yeah. Great art. Great card.
Kind of similar vibes as Lazav, where, you know, you get to cast a card. Well, it's less good than Lazav.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be real, because, it depends on the situation. It's less good than Lazav if you're trying to play other people's stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I play Dothy and Umbris merely to exile people's stuff. I usually do not even cast anything that's been exiled with Dothy because I want to leave Dothy out so it'll keep exiling people's stuff. But, you know, it's one of those things where that one's good if you're trying to mill people and take their stuff.
Well, it could be fun in Lazav just for the sake of milling on top of using... Mm-hmm. Gosh, this hideous laughter is glimpse the unthinkable.
Mm-hmm.
And then have target player put the top 10 in their graveyard or two or a blue and a black.
Or even Fractured Sanity. Which is 3 blue and each opponent mills 14 cards.
Now, Zob is... No, he's shapeshifter. So I was thinking of the one Demir vampire rogue from Zendikar Commander, Anawan.
Oh, the Ruin Thief.
Uh-huh. The other rogues you control get +1/+1. For some reason, I was just thinking Lazav, Demir. He's got to have rogue in the subtype, but no. So never mind. Still a fun.
That would be another good commander for me to build. I have too many similar decks, you know, like...
You have a type.
I have a type. I already have an assassin deck, which is like really close to rogues.
You're just building all the subtypes.
Yeah. You know, maybe one day I'll build an Anawan deck. But
you do like a Anawan budget because it's not terribly expensive.
That's true. I could just do like a, it could be a budget deck. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll do that.
You know what? You should build a budget Oathbreaker mill deck for Chicago for a white elephant.
Yes, maybe. Chicago is rapidly approaching and I am wildly unprepared for it to be here. I have so much to do still.
I don't think any of us are prepared for it.
I have to touch up a cosplay. I have to finish a cosplay. I have to finish putting together these baseball Oathbreaker decks because those are what I'm going to bring. If anybody is going to Chicago and doesn't have an Oathbreaker deck with them but wants to play, I will have enough for a full pod to play. That's basically what I need to do, but that's still a lot, and especially because I have events every weekend leading up to Chicago. So
it's hard to believe how it's just sort of snuck up. Like, two episodes ago we were talking like, yeah, we'll do some fun stuff, it's, we got time.
Yeah, nope, February's here. Although we will have some stickers and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Hot off the press.
Yeah, so if you want a flavor profile sticker, then find either Matt or I, and we'll get you a sticker.
We will be wandering around, hanging out, getting in games.
I won't really be wandering around, but Matt will be wandering around. I will most likely be at the Magic Kids booth. Because that is where I'm working for the weekend.
And everyone needs to go by that booth because not only is it a great organization and Oathbreaker a very fun format and excellent people being there. Well, actually, it is all that.
Yeah, exactly. Outside of like vending hours, I'll be around to play games, and that's when I'll be wandering around. Like, after the hour of 7 p.m., I will be wandering around and handing out stickers and whatnot. So
it's going to be a lot of fun. We hope to see you all there.
It is. Also, Matt won't be there, womp womp, but next weekend, although if this episode goes out this week, then it'll be this weekend, is the RC Denver, DreamHack Denver. It's basically the RC, but there's also going to be other side events. I will be there. I won't have stickers for you yet, but if you are going, make sure to say hi and find me. I will be cosplaying, and yeah, it's going to be a fun time. There's going to be a bunch of side events. I will be there playing some casual commander. I'm going to bring a bunch of decks with me. So if you want to experience the mill for yourself,
Trust me.
Yeah. I'm only bringing one commander deck to Chicago. It is not going to be mill, unfortunately. It will be Kindred, which is one of the topics we'll be talking about here in the near future.
So I'm thinking I should try my hand and build a mill deck just to kind of get outside my own comfort zone.
Maybe you should build Anawan.
Yeah, why not? Maybe that'll be the one I do.
Or the other one I thought about building but didn't build was the cyber controller one.
Oh, from
Doctor Who. X blue, blue, black, 3/3. When it enters the battlefield, each opponent mills X cards. Put creature cards milled this way onto the battlefield face down under your control. They're 2/2 Cybermen artifact creatures. Other artifact creatures you control get +1/+1. And this card actually is probably going to be really good with the new set because there's a lot of like face down, turning things face up in the new set. So
that could be fun.
Your 2/2 Cybermen artifact creatures could be flipped over to something bigger. You never know.
I might look at that in Anawan. Kind of looking through, we spent a lot of time really focused on Dimir, mono blue, mono black, the mixture thereof, and periodically branch out like Grist we have in Golgari.
Smeagol's Golgari.
The Mothman was going to be in a tricolor, but it really kind of stays around the same two slices of the color pie.
Although, okay, this is going to be a nice little shout out to my friend Tony, who actually listens to our podcast.
Hello, Tony.
Hello, Tony. Tony is a mill player, but Tony plays mono white mill, right?
I'm intrigued.
Yeah. So little shout out to Tony there. I'm sure he would love to tell you all about it. Well, yeah.
I definitely want to hear about it. I want to know who Tony is running. You know, I could run the Eighth Doctor.
You know, let me, I'm going to message him right now.
Do it live. Mono white. Very curious who the commander of that would be.
Let's see. Oh, he's typing.
Oh, our special guest.
Type faster, Tony. Come on. But yeah, most of, I feel like most of mill is blue centrally. And then probably going to black is like the next biggest. And then branching out to like green. I don't think, I'm sure there's a way to do like red mill, but I don't know.
Most of the red is kind of the third color, like Galuna Grand Squall from Wilds of Eldraine, the giant noble, has an instant adventure where it's mill seven cards, then put all cards that have an adventure from among them milled from the milled cards into your hand. Or Dogmeat Everloyal, another Fallout card, and Naya, red, green, white. When Dogmeat ETBs, mill five cards and return an aura or equipment.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Tony has responded. Tony says that his mono white mill commander is God Eternal Oketra.
I think I've heard of this deck. No, I'm thinking of an Oketra the True deck, but God Eternal Oketra. So three white, white, double strike. Whenever you cast a creature spell, create a 4/4 black zombie warrior token with vigilance. Dies or put into exile from the battlefield. You may put in the owner's library third from the top.
So I don't know what he uses, but
I'm intrigued.
Sure. I'm sure there's a list somewhere. He said he was thinking about going Naya Mill with Zakama, which is interesting as well.
Mm-hmm.
I love seeing like just the funky things people like build in Commander.
I think I know for me, I was focused more on, oh, what commander that has a mill capability?
Right, right. Which you don't always need the commander to have the mill capability. You just need the cards in the deck to have the mill capability.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as you have the colors you want, you can pretty much play whatever. I like having Umbris as the commander for that deck specifically because the number of +1/+1 counters you put on, well, they're not even counters, number of +1/+1 buffing that Umbris does gives you lethal commander damage. So I feel like if the commander is either something you want to be casting a lot, is something you're buffing up to do commander damage, or you just need the colors. Tony just asked if we were doing a mill episode.
Congratulations, Tony. You are in the mill episode.
It's inception.
So everyone who's listening, make sure you give a shout out to Tony.
I also feel like kind of evil. Like we've been talking about Mill and I'm wearing a Mickey Mouse sweatshirt right now. Like that's pretty much my personality. I come off as like, so like, I don't know, happy go lucky, go with the flow,
no, that,
friendly. And then the decks I play are just
that
terrible.
Pretty much sums it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's you in a nutshell.
Yeah. I feel like I'm a very friendly, nice person. But when I play Magic, I'm still friendly and nice. I'm just kind of rude. I'm not rude. The cards I play are rude.
It's the cards. The cards are to blame. They're always to blame.
Okay, real quick though, Tony's sending me the list so we can see what makes this mill. I'm just so intrigued by mono white mill.
Meanwhile, I'm over here slowly building a mill deck.
We've become inspired.
Mm-hmm.
I actually really only have three mill decks.
So what I'm hearing is you need a fourth.
Well, yeah, it'll be Mothman for sure. And I still might build the Zov. Like I said, I'm intrigued by the idea of like stealing other people's stuff. Ooh, I could be really mean and build the Zov as like Mill stealing other people's stuff. Gold.
Again, lovely audience. It's the cards.
It's the cards. It's not me.
It's the cards.
I don't think you would be friends with me if I was actually like that mean.
Coming soon to our bonfire, a custom millstone for milling your own grains.
All right. I'm linking the list. So it looks like the way he's kind of achieved this is by using as many artifacts that mill as possible. So like Mind Crank is in here, Altar of the Brood is in here, Helm of Obedience is in here.
Sort of Body and Mind.
Mm-hmm.
And that just goes ahead and puts 10 in.
Oh, but with Double Strike, Oketra has Double Strike. So that would trigger twice.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in Peace is in there. It's got that similar Leyline of the Void vibe.
Mm-hmm. Got a smattering of...
You froze. Back. Welcome back.
Good to be back. Milled for a second, but then I pulled myself up.
Yeah.
Lots of smattering of lifelink, some First Strike, flyers.
It looks like this built as... it's like a bit of both. It's like mm-hmm. self mill, but also opponent mill. Because there's a lot of like ETB token... creators. So I think the idea is that like there's a Restoration Angel in there, which like blinks things. There's a lot of blink in here. So I mm-hmm. think it's a lot of like self mill, but also a lot of also opponent mill as well. This is interesting.
Mm-hmm. This looks like a lot of fun. I'd go up against it.
So there's definitely ways to build mill that aren't just your stereotypical.
Build nice mill, like Nat.
I don't build nice mill. but if you want to build fun mill, then you can build like me.
You know you want to.
All of my decks are on Moxfield, so if anybody is curious and wants to see how I've built some of those decks, definitely, you know, I would look at my Mill Oathbreaker deck, which I called Pure Evil, apparently, on Moxfield. And my Umbris
Evil tastes
deck,
good.
Yeah, my Umbris deck is up there. Smeagol's up there. So if you want to take a look at any of those mill decks, that's what I got.
It seems like mill really fits everyone's preference of flavor when you think about it. It's a little spicy, it's a little sweet, it can be bitter and salty, a little savory. I mean, I think it really depends though on kind of the makeup and the mood of your whole pod.
Yeah, it's true. It's like when you're all deciding where to go out to dinner, you know, a little something for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Is usually the best pick.
Or it's kind of at the end of the meal when you're with a large group and someone's feeling a little lucky and says, why don't we do credit card roulette?
Oh gosh, I've never done that. What?
Credit card roulette. It's when you're with a group, you're out to dinner, and at the end of the night, instead of splitting it, everyone puts their card in the middle and the server picks one.
Oh, that's dangerous.
Mm-hmm. It's like financial mill.
Yeah, it's like financial mill. Mill happens in my bank account all the time.
Yeah. my friend Greg has a great line. I don't know if he originated or not, but he's where I first heard it. Don't let your credit card be the 101st card in your deck.
On that note, we are going to be talking about a lot of these archetypes coming up, going through the hex. If you... have a deck that you feel strongly about in one of those archetypes and want us to take a peek at it. Like, Tony had no idea I was going to do that. but, like, you know, that was kind of cool seeing something different. If you built a deck that you feel like adds something a little unique to whatever archetype we're talking about, definitely send it to us.
You can find us either on Twitter. You can message either of us. Mm-hmm. If you're listening to our podcast on Spotify, there's usually a survey type question on the episode page. We try to put in something flavorful for each episode, and the idea for Mill came from one of those write-ins.
Yeah. If there's an archetype that you really, really want us to talk about next, let us know that too.
We might just bump it up to the next episode.
Yeah. I mean, there's a whole list, so we're just going to keep going through the list as we get to them. But if there's something you want to hear sooner rather than later, let us know. I definitely won't know as much about other archetypes as I know about Mill, that's for sure. But
and I won't know a heck of a lot about any of the archetypes, really. I'm just faking it till I make it.
That's not true. You put together some good kindred decks.
Okay, yeah. I like decks with a theme.
You do. Which is great, because theme is flavor and flavor is theme.
Now I just need to expand out and try new things. New decks in 2024. I'm going to try and do different archetypes.
Yeah.
Already got me going on a Mill one.
I can't wait to see what you build.
It'll be like super friendly and have 15 cats. Okay, maybe 16. But we'll see. And with that, I think we'll be seeing everyone next time for another episode. Been great having you in our kitchen.
Let us know if you have a favorite flavor on socials.
We can be found on Twitter, YouTube, and everywhere your favorite podcasts are served up.
Just search for Flavor Profiles.
Our music is by Cormac Bluestone.
Thank you for listening.
I'm Matt.
And I'm Nat.
Until next time.
Until next time. Keep cooking magic.